Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Jack. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we there probably are few better people, if any, to talk about our late colleague here, whom we value personally as much, or perhaps more than professionally. How did your affiliation with what was your actual working relationship? You were the editor.
Yes, Sharon came to me 5 years ago and said, "Let's start a website," and I was naive enough to say, "Sure," because that's what Sharon did. She made complex projects sound so simple that you just found yourself readily agreeing and jumping into them with her, and that's how she got so much done over the years. So we started NOLA V in 2011. She was the president of NOLA V, and I am the editor of NOLA V. And it is an online magazine devoted to the culture and community of New Orleans and all of those quirky, wonderful things that make our city so special. Early on, she started doing a program for WWNO called Notes from New Orleans, which took that special, quirky eye on New Orleans and transferred it to the radio. She got her start early on at the BBC in London, so she had radio experience, and she had a beautiful voice with just a trace of that lovely British accent.
It was wonderful.
That made her so delightful to listen to.
Indeed.
And in New Orleans, she worked at YES as WYES early on as a producer. So she had media experience, and people loved to hear her talk about our city.
Did you have media experience? What did you bring? Why did she come
Sharon
to you?
Sharon and I started out at the Old States Item, which you may or may not remember. It was the afternoon paper. I started in 1977, and she started there in 1978. We were colleagues even way back then, and we were both feature writers for the paper, and we got to do what we love, which is to go out and write about all the fun stories happening in the New Orleans regional area. She was there 9 years before moving on to the New Orleans Museum of Art. I stayed there for 32 years in various capacities, but always, you know, Lagniappe TV Focus, Inside Out, and feature areas. So we go way, way back.
Yes, indeed you do. Well, this NOLA V undertaking, which I was pleased to have a part of this program, All Things New Orleans, for a long time.
Yes.
Not long enough. Are we going to continue to have that? What continues to be your business plan for NOLA V?
We are definitely going to continue. You know, the last time I talked to Sharon, I said, "What are you most proud of?" And she said, "I'm most proud of the things I started, and I'm most proud of the things I finished." And NOLA V was one of those things high up in her estimation of things that she had done that were beneficial to the community. She also helped start the CAC. She also helped start the Crescent City Farmers Market. But NOLA V, she felt, really served a need in these days of dwindling journalistic options, especially in print, and felt like there were a lot of stories not getting told. And Sharon never started something that wasn't sustainable and substantial. So she and I have worked together to create something that will continue long past us, we hope. We have a wonderful team of writers and contributors and editors, and so we will move forth, and I think Sharon will be watching us and laughing with us as we write and talk about New Orleans, and we continue to continue the mission that she started. Out of a love for her and appreciation for her talents, but also because we feel like we have grown an audience and a brand in New Orleans that people like.
You mentioned, I'm going to pick up on that word laughing. She laughed frequently, and she had an incisive, I think, although I'm not, by this I don't mean necessarily critical or nasty in any way, but she saw into things and had the confidence and insight to be able to laugh at things.
She had one of the most wonderful senses of humor I've ever known. And I guess maybe it was that dry British humor. But she laughed with people. She brought people together in a very positive way. We had a stand-up cutout of the Queen. We carted around with us to NOLA V events so that we would have the Queen with us. She just had a wonderful, optimistic, can-do, funny, appreciative attitude toward life.
You know what she had? That she had that British wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know what I mean, sort of approach and attitude. It wasn't snarky, but you knew that she could see through pretense.
Absolutely. She was a very smart, astute woman, but she also had that very British sense of humor and respect and... but she could laugh at herself too, and we had many fun. She went to visit her daughter in San Francisco over Memorial Day and texted me a picture of being stuck in an elevator and just laughing about it. So that was the kind of person Sharon was. She always saw the positive and could laugh at herself and the world. And in this day and age, that takes you a long way, I think.
Were you aware of her illness? You must have been in order to
be
able to play. We were not, for the most part, here at this station. She kept it to herself.
Sharon was one that looked toward the horizon as to what she could do and how she could influence her world. She was a private person, but she was also not one to complain or talk about things that were adversities in her realm. So we knew when she was diagnosed. None of us really knew how serious it was or what she was doing about it so much, because she did keep her eye on that horizon, and she kept meeting people and doing radio programs and planning for the future and making sure that Nola V was healthy, and we had lots of things going on. So she was diagnosed in 2015, and she did a number of treatments in Chicago, where her daughter is a doctor and has admit privileges to Northwestern, so that was a very easy way for her to get treatment.
Good.
But she always considered New Orleans her home. She never considered herself anything but a New Orleanian since moving here in 1966. So not many people knew that she was ill. Certainly not many people, including me, knew that she was ill as she was until the very end, because that was Sharon. You just keep doing good things, and you keep influencing your environment and being positive with the people around you, and you keep your eye on the horizon. And even near the end, she was talking about projects to do with the tricentennial or things that we might do in the fall or when to have board meetings. So she was an amazing person.
I was always delighted to see her here at the station whenever I would walk in or whenever she'd come out of a studio after having done some recording. She was a special, very, very special presence. She gave immensely to the culture of New Orleans, and I, for one, miss her very much.
I appreciate that, Jack. We all will.
And I thank you for sharing your thoughts with us today.
Absolutely. Renee Peck. I appreciate you letting me talk about one of my favorite subjects, and I thank you for doing that, and I hope you're having... as good weather in New Orleans as I am here in L.A.
I don't know whether we can...
I doubt it.
I don't know whether we can match that. But you'll be back here soon, and you will...
I will. I will be back there soonest, and you have not seen the last of me. I will be trying to bring a happy face to WWNO, and I will see you next time I'm up there.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Renee Peck.
Thank you, Jack. Really appreciate it. You have a good day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.